Chapter 2. Rain, Rain, Go Away. Okay, let's go, my brother Jonah says that night, waking me from a restless sleep. I scowl and open my eyes. Jonah is standing in my room right by my bed. Our dog Prince, an adorable brown and white mutt, is next to Jonah, wagging his tail. I glance at my alarm clock. It's 11:45 p.m. Jonah is only 7, and his bedtime was hours ago. He's wearing a green hoodie and his sneakers. He's dressed to go somewhere at close to midnight. I know what he's trying to do. Ever since I got home from school, everyone has been trying to make me feel better about not being chosen as the leader of the carnival. Nothing has worked. Not one of my favorite dinners, spaghetti and meatballs, not family movie night, not even phone calls from both Frankie and Robin making sure I'm okay. I said I am, but I'm not. I don't feel like going into a fairy tale, I tell Jonah now. Forget it. I pull my blanket over my head. But Abby, Jonah sings songs, guess what I have? M&M's. And I saved you all the blue ones, your favorite. I throw the blanket off my head and sit up. I hold out my hand. Jonah grins and sits down next to me. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out 5 mashed up, cracked blue M&M's. He pours them in my palm. They're hot. So gross. But they're M&M's, so I pop the handful in my mouth anyway. But not even candy can make me happy. I'm too upset to go, I tell him. Come on, Abby, Jonah says. It'll take your mind off not getting picked. It's hopeless. Go back to bed. I flop down and pull the covers over my head again. Prince jumps up on my bed. He grabs the edge of my blanket with his teeth and pulls it back. I hear Jonah laugh. Prince, go away, I say. Prince does not go away. He nudges my shoulder with his little chocolate-colored nose. Come on, Abby, Jonah says. We gotta move. It's almost midnight. No. Woof! Prince whisper barks as if he suddenly had an idea. Then he hops off my bed and takes off running out of my room. We hear him scurrying down the stairs. Uh-oh. Now you don't have a choice, Jonah says gleefully. You know Prince will go without us. Ah, Prince totally will. All he has to do is hit the mirror 3 times with his paw to make it swirl. He's done it before. I want to pull the blankets back over my head, but I can't. I have to stop Prince. I jump out of bed, slip on my sneakers, and pick up my orange and white watch from my desk. My watch keeps track of the time back home, and if we end up in a fairy tale, I'll need it to know what time it is here. Jonah and I hurry down the stairs trying to be quiet. My parents don't know about the magic mirror and can't know. We round the curve and go down the steps to the basement. Prince is standing right in front of the mirror, waiting patiently. Aw, good boy. The mirror is huge, twice the size of me, and has a stone frame decorated with fairies and wands. Prince lets out a small woof and presses on the glass part of the mirror with his paw. Prince, no! A whisper shout. The mirror starts to hiss. That means that Mary Rose, the fairy who's cursed to live inside our mirror, is going to let us go through. She doesn't always. Sometimes we knock and knock and nothing happens. Does she know what happened at school today? She does seem to know everything, except how to get herself uncursed. I keep trying to help her with that, unsuccessfully. Which isn't that surprising, considering I can't even get myself chosen as leader of the school carnival. I'm feeling very sorry for myself, thank you very much. Enough, Prince, I say, trying to grab his collar and pull him away. But Prince wiggles out of my grasp and nudges the mirror again. He is not the best listener.